This is Karibu on Kaya FM 95.9, the home of the Afropolitan. Now, the South African Mint will be launching two new coins which pay tribute to the revered Nelson Mandela in this centenary of his birthday. And joining us on Karibu tonight is Richard Stone, who's the product manager of the South African Mint, to tell us about the new coins which are being launched in commemoration of Nelson Mandela's life. Welcome to Karibu, Richard.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, what lies behind the concept of launching two new coins? Because my understanding is that there are previous coins already.
Yes, sir. We started in 2017 with a series of coins that we issued in commemoration of the life of Oliver Tambo. Mm-hmm. And in 2018, of course, is the centenary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. So coins tend to be sort of commemorative things. You wait for an important commemoration to come around, and I think there are a few themes as important as the centenary of Oliver Tambo, which we did last year, and then, of course, Nelson Mandela, which we're doing in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of us who have never had the fortune of buying or owning a coin, what are they? Are these gold coins? Are they silver? Are they what are they?
Yeah, Mike, you're quite right. Gold and silver coins can be very expensive. That's why we decided to issue a coin which is made from a special kind of bronze. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful coin, a large coin. It's the color of gold, but it's not real gold, obviously, because it sells for 127 rand. And as the SA Mint, we sell the coin basically for 100 rand, but then we donate the 127 rand of the price to the Nelson Mandela Foundation, 1 rand for each year that Madiba mm-hmm. spent in prison.
So you donate, they are sold for how much? Per coin, it's 127 rand.
Yes, that's the bronze coin, 127 mm-hmm. rand. Mm-hmm. But there's also a silver coin, which we've launched, and that is going for just under 700 rand. Mm-hmm. But that is a whole ounce of sterling silver, a beautiful coin. The bronze coin depicts Nelson Mandela as a young man, mm-hmm. as a young lawyer in Joburg, and the silver coin depicts Nelson Mandela, the statesman, after 94.
Okay, so the idea is that for every coin sold, for example, the one sold for 127, uh-huh. how much of that would go to the foundation?
27 rand, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when are they launched, and where can people acquire them if they wish to do so?
They can buy them at the South African Mint here in the Midrand. We have a retail shop, but I believe we are in Sandton City. We were over the weekend. We were in Sandton City, right opposite H&M. Mm-hmm. We have a pop-up store where you can also buy the coin. And I would suggest that people look at our website, the SA Mint, or the South African Mint website, where they will see dates for when the pop-up stores will happen, at which venues, where those coins will be available at those prices.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people buy coins, what do they do with them, typically?
Well, there's sort of there's lots of different types of coins. These coins are not circulation currency. It's not something that you would use to buy goods and services. These are collectible coins, but they go through the exact same process as any other legal tender, which is a long process involving the South African Reserve Bank, the Minister of Finance, and Cabinet. And you have to go through all these processes and then publish the designs in the Government Gazette. And only then can we make these coins. So they're really special. I mean, they are official currency of our country. Mm-hmm. And they are beautiful to look at. And I think it's something to give your children or your grandchildren one day and to say, I remember when the Nelson Mandela centenary happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the Oliver Tambo ones and now the Nelson Mandela ones. Are we likely to see ones commemorating women, or some people call them sheroes or women heroes of our country?
Yes, we have in the past also celebrated the life of several struggle heroes, and we will definitely do so in future as well. We have a theme panel, which is a panel of external experts, and these are typically journalists and historians and writers. Who help us to brainstorm these themes,
mm-hmm.
and when a relevant commemoration comes up, we will be sure to depict happy, to depict women. We'd be happy to.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Richard Stone, thank you very much for joining us on Karibu Tonight.
Thank you, sir.